Welcome to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication. Hello, this is Trianon Scientific Communication. You are listening to our podcast, Leaders in Sustainability. I'm Marcus.
I'm Audrey.
We're very happy to have you all back in our series about the leaders who actually do something to mitigate climate change. And today's guest of honor is Thomas Guillermo.
Hello.
CEO of Kumquat Campus, a school for environmental transition.
Attention, attention. In between recording and broadcasting of this episode, Thomas Guillermo had to rebrand his school. His school is now called Campus 225. The old web address given in the blurb to this episode remains valid. However, it now redirects to his new website. Thank you for your attention.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. You describe yourself as an eco-entrepreneur. What do you mean by that?
Eco-entrepreneur to me is somebody who's trying to do something to serve the cause of environmental transition by starting a business. Very simple.
Okay. The second question, what exactly is Kumquat?
Kumquat is a school that will basically address everyone and try to help anyone that's interested in making a difference and defining their own personal strategy to help protect the environment. So basically what we do is we teach C-level managing teams, COMEX, and teams of people who manage companies and want to start the change, start a transition in their own business. We also help corporate social responsibility employees who have technical questions about impact or biodiversity or hiring or anything that's related to the environmental questions within a company. And finally, we help people who want to change jobs and make a switch in their lives. And in this case, we have 3-month programs where we teach them everything about environmental protection history, the main environmental protection strategies, then tactics, including norms, labels, selling, networking, convincing people. And then they also have to work at the end of the 3 months, they have to work on a specific kind of a thesis or an essay on something that they think they can make a difference on in their own project.
Okay,
thanks very much.
Can you talk to us about yourself? Tell us, why did you create this school? How did it coming from? What is your background, etc.? So that we understand the essence of this school and how it was born.
I'll try to be brief. I have worked several years, about 6 years in the US as a general manager and sales manager for North America for large food companies. And that was in the 90s. And then I came back to Europe and I have started 2 businesses that I've sold since then. The first one was a trading agency focusing on food ingredients. And the second and the latest one that I sold about 2 years ago was a UX / digital agency. What was interesting was that this last business that I owned and sold was a member of a network called 1% for the Planet. I had read the book by the founder of Patagonia, which I found very, very inspiring, which I recommend to you guys and to all your readers, of course. And one day I came back and we were a small agency. There were 6 people in the team. And these guys had a bonus, and the bonus was based on the net results of the year. And I told them, I think we should give 1% of ourselves to environmental protection associations and NGOs. And everybody was super happy with this, despite the fact that it could have had consequences on their bonuses. So by doing this, by starting getting involved into this cause, we had created an enormous amount of meaning in the company. We got close to a lot of NGOs. We started working with them. We started understanding them, and the company took another dimension when we started doing this. And of course, I thought this is something I want to do in my next life, in my next job. And then came the idea of opening a school, because when you open a school, really you create people that will find their personal strategies in the current situation. I think we basically are facing a war people are destroying our planet and our future and our children's future, and the school is really something that's very important to us. Its mission is to create resistance and people who will get educated, and then we'll be able to make a difference. So we think this is one of the key leverages that we could find as a business to serve the environmental transition.
Okay.
Okay.
Very interesting.
What is the common point of the people coming to your school?
Everybody that we meet today is realizing that uncertainty is growing very, very rapidly, and they want to understand what are consequences of climate change on their business. They want to understand what are the coming future, the future legal constraints that will make a difference on their business. And they will also sometimes more and more they have a real conviction they are sure that they need to make a difference, and they need to shift their organization into a different mode if they want to survive in the years to come.
Okay. And so compared to, let's say, 10 years ago, do you see a real mind shift in the people?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when I started with we were one of the first web agencies, and I think in 2017 or 2016. And at the time, the numbers were that about 3% only of all companies had some kind of nonprofit support program. And among this 3%, only 1% of the support programs were dedicated to environmental protection. So basically, there was nothing done at the company's level on this subject. And since then, the numbers have doubled pretty much every year. So it's really good, because we have an exponential problem, but it looks from our end that we have an exponential solution as well coming up. Everybody, the numbers of people who are interested and start to be knowledgeable about the topic are doubling every year. So it's pretty amazing.
Okay. To stay on the subject of the state of mind, do you see a difference in state of mind between people first coming to your school and then again when they leave?
Well, I mean, we are a fairly new school, so I'll try to answer, but maybe a different question is, what kind of mindset are people, what kind of mindset do they experience or are they in when they knock at our door? Typically, what we see is people who have worked for 15, 20 years and who starting to have money, starting to have habits, have had very good jobs at managing levels in large organizations, and they're sick of it. And they're realizing that something really, really serious is happening, and they want to be able to look at themselves in the mirror when they wake up in the morning. And they want to stop working as they did for this first, 10, 15 years of their careers. They want to, find a different kind of meaning. Money and having is not so important anymore. And what is emerging is that being and serving becomes very critical. So, and really, they don't know how to start. They don't know if they can be useful in pockets of resistance that we are trying to build, and we try to help them with analyzing their competences and their skills, and helping them define their own strategies by very often not switching completely, but bringing a lot of what they have done before to new organizations or to new projects.
Yes, to jump on that, I don't know if you've seen that, but yesterday students of a famous school in France called the Agro-Paris-Tech.
Yes.
Were supposed to have their diploma, and they actually said, asked the other students to leave the school because it was leading them to work in big organizations that destroy the environment. Have you, have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen this very quickly.
Yeah.
I kind of like it, really. Yeah, it's. I think it's really cool that people who are just starting their careers are so convinced that, you know, it is their duty to start acting now, even before they have built any kind of financial security. It's very inspiring.
What does being sustainable mean for you personally?
You mean as a person or as a company?
In your life and with perhaps an outlook to the broader society.
That's a very interesting question. Because if you look at, I look at what's going on again as a war, as an attack on something that we all are passionate about, which is our planet, our mountains, our lakes, our biodiversity. And if you look at this from a distance, I mean, the first reaction when you're facing this topic is to reduce your impact, which is good. But if everybody is focusing on reducing only their impact and not doing any kind of other strategies, then I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to be efficient enough. So I think if I need to answer your questions, I already started, you know, stopped eating meat, stopped taking planes, and my children are already born, so I can't do anything about this. But being sustainable, you know, for me is being careful and trying to have a different kind of lifestyle based on sobriety and, I would say, simple local happiness. That's one thing.
Okay.
Then you also need to look at strategies of leverages, you know, and if you need sometimes to take a plane to make a conference, and if you influence 200 business leaders that will in turn start to make a difference in their own companies, I think sometimes it's nice to be able to spend a little CO2 to if you really think it's going to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
We do agree with that completely. Just to go back to your school and something more pragmatic, we forgot to ask you, you teach in which languages?
I think pretty much everybody is speaking English in the school, including the students and the teachers. So we could be able to teach in English, but initially, we were a French-based company. We are based in Annecy. I encourage you guys to come and visit anytime, by the way. We are going to teach in French unless somebody is asking for a specific English course. In this case, we will probably would set up, and we are in capacity to set up English lessons.
Okay. And just again, on your school, is it an individual initiative to go, like someone in a company wants to educate himself, or is it more often companies sending them?
It's more individual initiatives, really. Yes. It's more, what we are talking about corporate hacking sometimes,
you know. Okay.
and so I don't think, and I wonder if it's a good idea to to use that word too much, but I really think that corporate hacking, in other words, having somebody inside an organization that is helping this organization survive in the next coming years and be more happy and find more meaning and find a more sustainable way of being alive. So it's more often people who want to take this mission for themselves and start being evangelists in companies.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, to conclude, if you had a magic wand with which you could do whatever you please in the next 3 years, what would you change?
You said if I had a magic wand, so this is a fantasy world, right?
Yes.
I would change the current democratic systems because by constructions, they have demonstrated their inability to operate, to create leaders that really will lead into this change. So I would change the democratic system to make sure that new governments really have the power to be elected for common good as opposed to marketing and lobbying purposes.
Very interesting answer. Would you like to add something, Thomas?
No, I'm good. If you want to know more about who contact us, you can find us on the web, and I will be delighted to talk to anyone, including teachers and future students.
Thank you very much. You'll find all the details anyway on the podcast and the article that will join the podcast, everybody. So no worries on that. And thank you very much, Thomas. Yeah,
thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication. If you would like to know more about sustainable development and or corporate social responsibility, please visit www.science-by-trianon.com, where you will find our blog and contact details, and where you can subscribe to our newsletter.